Shabbos Daf Lamed Vav. So we had left off speaking about the six blasts that they would blow on Friday to signal when Shabbos was coming. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, if you want to light after all the six blasts have concluded, you can, because they gave time for the person who was blowing the shofar to bring his shofar back home before Shabbos started. Because otherwise the shofar would be muksa, so they had him blow his shofar a few minutes early before Shabbos started to signal that Shabbos had started. But really, Shabbos didn't start for another few minutes because they wanted to give him time to get home. However, the Chachamim don't like this. They said, if that's true, then the time for Shabbos would be different depending on each city and, you know, how far it takes, how long it takes for the guy to get back to his house and everything. That doesn't make sense. We want uniformity that everywhere will start Shabbos at the same time and everything will be, you know, within, you know, as long as they're on the same times and things like that. But rather, they said that there was a spot that the person who blew the shofar would leave his shofar when, you know, wherever he went to blow it, there was a special spot that he would leave it where it was hidden, and that's where he would leave his shofar, and Shabbos would start right after he'd blow it, because you can't carry the shofar or the trumpets, which were the trumpets that they used to blow to signal to Bnei Yisrael when they were going to war, to call them out to the assembly. Those were muksa, both the shofar and the trumpet, so you couldn't bring them. However, you have a brace that says that a shofar you are allowed to carry on Shabbos, but the trumpets you can't carry on Shabbos. So if Yosef answers, no, you can carry the shofar, that's talking about a personal shofar. But because you can use it to give water to your child, you can like fill up the shofar with water, I guess, and plug up the bottom, and you can use that to give water to your child, so that you're allowed to carry. However, you're not allowed, when it says you can't carry the trumpets, that's talking about, you know, the communal shofar and things like that, that, you know, is for everyone. And therefore, you're not able to use the communal shofar to give water to your child on Shabbos. But Abaye questioned this. He says, true, you can't use the communal shofar, the communal trumpets, to give water to your child, but you are allowed to use the communal one to give water to the poor children of the community. You know, ones that don't have parents or that they're very poor, things like that. It's up to the community to feed and to nourish these children, so you would be allowed to use that. And also Abaye says, we have a brace that says that you can carry the shofar and the trumpets on Shabbos. So whose opinion is that going like? So we answer, there are three different opinions at play here. There's Rabbi Yehuda, who's more strict with muksa, who says that you're allowed to carry the shofar because it's a personal shofar, you give it water, you can use it to give water to your child, but you can't carry the trumpets because he doesn't like the whole communal thing about giving it to the poor people of the community. Rabbi Shimon, who's more loose with who's less strict with muksa, says that you could carry both the shofar and the trumpets because he says, no, it's fine, you could give it to the poor kids. And Rabbi Nechemya, whose view will come up later on in the Masechta, is the most strict, and he's very strict with muksa, and he says that you can't carry either shofar or the trumpets. And the Gemara notes that in Reb Nechemiah's Braisa, where he brings in this opinion, when he says the word shofar, this actually is talking about the trumpets, because it's going like Reb Chista, who says that the name of three things were changed after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The first was shofar and chatzotzos, that what used to be called shofar is now called chatzotzos. Chatzotzos are the trumpets, and what used to be called the chatzotzot is now called the shofar. So those switched their names. And why do we need to know this? We need to know for Rosh Hashanah, because we are only able to use a ram's horn as the shofar, not the trumpets. So we need to know what's called the shofar, what's called the chatzotzo. The next thing that was changed are the words arava and safsafa, that what used to be called arava is now called safsafa, and what used to be called safsafa is now called arava. And we need to know this for circus, so we know what the aravot are and what are safsafa, because we don't want to take the safsafa, we need to use the arava. The next thing that was changed was the words piturta and pitura, that these were two different types of tables, one was small, one was big, and we need to know that for commerce. Abaye adds also the words huvlila and bekise were switched. What used to be huvlila is now bekise, and what used to be called bekise is now huvlila. And those are two organs in an animal. You need to know that, because if you find a needle that's puncturing the organ of the animal, you need to know what organ that is to know if it's kosher or not. Ashi adds also bavel and borsif were changed. What used to be called borsif is now called bavel. What used to be called bavel is now called borsif. And you need to know this for gin, because you need to use the most current and correct name for the city for the get to be accurate. Hadron alach, b'mem adlikin shkayach, and finishing the second perek. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third perek of Perek Kira says that a stove that is heated with straw or stubble, you can put cooked food on it on Shabbos because it's not that hot that's going to do any cooking, so you're allowed to put a pot of cooked food on it on Shabbos. If you heated it with pulp, like from fruit or wood, then you can't put cooked food on it because it's going to be very hot, unless you first shoveled out the coals or you put ash over them before Shabbos, because then it won't be as hot. If you shoveled the coals or you put the ash over it, then Beis Shammai says you can put on hot water, a pot of hot water onto the stove, but you cannot put on cooked food on it. Beis Hillel says you can put on both hot water and cooked food. Beis Shammai also say that you could take stuff off the stove on Shabbos. Let's say you put something up on Friday to leave it on the stove. You could take it off on Shabbos, but you can't return it back to the stove on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says you can even return the pot of cooked food that you took off on Shabbos. You can return it back to the stove. The Gemara says, when the Mishnah says that you can't put food on a stove that's fueled by pulp or wood, what does it mean when it says you can't place things on the stove? Does it mean that you can't return these things, but you can leave it on the stove before Shabbos, even if it wasn't shoveled or you didn't put the ash on it? And this Mishnah is going like Chananya, who says in a Braisa that food that is cooked to Bendro Sa'i level, which we had learned earlier is a third of the level that food needs to be cooked, you can leave it on the stove even if it's not shoveled or poured ash over. So our Mishnah is going like Chananya, who says that you would be allowed to leave food on before Shabbos even if it wasn't shoveled or you didn't put the ash on it. Or does the Mishnah mean that if the stove is shoveled or you poured ash on it, then you can leave the food on before Shabbos? But if it wasn't shoveled or you didn't pour the ash over it, then you can't leave the food on and you definitely can't return it when you take it off on Shabbos. So to start our answer, we note that after our Mishnah brings up this case of putting the food on a pulp or a wood stove, it then goes into these arguments between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai says the hot water you could put on the stove, you can't put on cooked food, and Beis Hillel says you could put both hot water and cooked food on it. And Beis Shammai also says you could take off the food on Shabbos, but you can't return it, and Beis Hillel says you can even return it. So it makes sense if we're talking about leaving the food on before Shabbos. If we're talking about the first way of understanding the Mishnah, then that makes sense, because this is what the Mishnah means to say. If you heated it with straw or with stubble, you can leave it on before Shabbos. You can leave your pot on before Shabbos. If you heated it with pulp or with wood, then you cannot leave it on before Shabbos unless you shoveled it or shoveled the coals out or put the ash over it before Shabbos. And then the Mishnah further goes on to say, what types of things can you leave on the stove? Beis Shammai says hot water but not cooked food. Beis Hillel says both hot water and cooked food. And just like they argue by what types of foods you could put on and things, they also disagree about returning the food. That Beis Shammai says you can remove the pot from the stove, but you can't return it on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel says you can even return it. However, if we're talking about returning the food on Shabbos, the second way of understanding the Mishnah, that doesn't make sense, because then this is what the Mishnah would mean. If you heated the stove with straw or with stubble, you can return it on Shabbos. If it's heated with pulp or with wood, you can't return it unless you shoveled out the coals or poured the ash on it. And what can you return onto the, what kind of foods can you put on the stove? Beis Shammai says hot water but not cooked food, and Beis Hillel says you could put both hot water and cooked food. And Beis Shammai then says that you can remove the pot, but you can't return it on Shabbos, and Beis Hillel says you can even return it. However, this second ruling of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the second argument, is just repeating the last clause, because Beis Shammai must have meant that you can't return cooked food, because Beis Shammai holds that you can't put cooked food on. So they must have been saying you can't return cooked food, and Beis Hillel is only allowing you to return cooked food. But then that's just the same exact thing as they already said. So it must make more sense that we're talking about the first way of understanding the Mishnah, that you're leaving the food on before Shabbos, meaning that you can't return the food, but you can leave it on before Shabbos, even if you didn't shovel the coals out or put the ash on. And the Mishnah is going like Chananya, who brought up the Ben Drosai, and a third of its cooking, then you can leave it on the stove, even if it wasn't shoveled or poured the ash over. So that's how we are trying to understand our Mishnah, and we'll go on tomorrow. Shkayach.